JJ, your teammates, you talked about the plan that your coach – over here.
So, Mark.
Hey, JJ. Your teammates talked about the plan that your coaches had, Romeo, Bill, for this game. Some thoughts about the plan and how it worked.
I think it worked very well. I think they did a great job, putting together something that they thought would be successful. And, what we were able to do today on the defensive side of the ball was pretty special, and I think it was a lot of fun. You get everybody involved, everybody making plays. You never know where the next play is coming from, and that's really when you're clicking and when it's a blast on defense. So it was pretty cool.
JJ, you always talk about how special football is every week, but after everything you guys went through last season, some of the stuff this season, to see Case Keenum, who wasn't on his team a week ago, to have that win and how emotional he got, what was that like watching that, being a part of that?
Yeah, I think if you would have told people all week that we were going to sign a guy on Monday and he was going to come in and we were going to win the football game on Sunday, technically a fourth-string quarterback and everybody kind of picking the other team to win and nobody really giving us a chance, it's pretty special. And I think it's a testament to our team. It's a testament to the coaching staff, to the guys we have. It was fun. Days like today are just they're a blast.
JJ, your teammates were talking about how physical y'all played and that it seemed like Baltimore might not have been ready for it. Y'all hit them early. Some thoughts about the physical play by your defense and the effect it had on the game.
Yeah, it's something that we talked about all week. They're a very good football team. They're a physical football team. They're a tough football team, but we're no slouch ourselves. We're not going to let somebody come into our house and just try and walk all over us, So. I think that we did a great job today. I think that they're a very good team, and they're going to continue to have success. But we played very well today. Is that better, Evan?
Yeah. Anyone with a mic have a question?
I know your nose was bleeding. Can you tell us what happened there and how uncomfortable it was to play with all that in your mouth?
Yeah, it kind of feels like I got hit in the face with a sledgehammer. It is. It's very painful. I got a couple stitches in there. Our medical staff did a great job. I'm not 100% sure how it happened. I think I hit one of their players, and my helmet kind of – last year it always popped down. This time it popped up, and it kind of messed my nose up a bit and tore this thing open. So it's all right, though. It'll be, everything feels better after a win, so it really – I don't feel it too much. It's just – tomorrow morning I'll probably feel it, though, so some Advil maybe.
Back-to-back games, JJ. I mean, obviously there was an outstanding effort in Indy last weekend. Is this what's clicked, and is this the best this defense has played as a team?
Yeah, I think our defense is doing a great job right now playing together. Everybody going out there and doing their job. Coach is putting together a great plan. When you have a new staff in place, it takes a little bit of time to get everybody on the same page and get understanding of what you want to accomplish. And I think that we're doing a good job of that right now. And obviously, we want to go out there next week and put another good game together.
JJ, we know how passionate you are about the game. You're the career sacks leader now for the Texans. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty neat, sometimes to think about what, it's still pretty early in my career, and there's a lot of exciting things left that I'd like to accomplish. So I have to give a lot of credit to my teammates and my coaches because – a lot of those sacks are because of them, and so they deserve a lot of credit. Guys opening me up, got coaches putting me in good positions, teaching me the right things. So it's pretty special, though. I've had some great memories with this organization already so far, and so I hope to be able to create a lot better, a lot more ones down the road.
JJ, Bill deflected all the credit after the game. He said it was for the players and the other coaching staff, but how much credit does Bill deserve in this first year with all the changes and the quarterbacks losing Clowney on and on? I mean, he's
right.
Kept you guys in it this whole year.
He deserves a whole lot of credit. He's done a great job. He's a heck of a football coach. He's a great guy. He's a guy that you enjoy playing for. You go out there every day, and he's working just as hard as you, so you want to work your butt off for him. And he's energetic. He's passionate. Look at the situation he's in. He's on a fourth-string quarterback they just signed on Monday. And he got his team to go out there and put together a performance against a very good football team. And I think that says it speaks volumes to him as a football coach, to him as a man. It's pretty special. So he'll never take any credit. He'll say he doesn't deserve any credit, but he deserves a whole lot of credit, and he should be given that credit.
JJ, how much fun was it before the game wagging your finger with Dikembe?
Oh, that's pretty cool, man. How about that, huh? That was pretty special to be able to see him. And I mean, he's the original. He's the man. So pretty special to share that moment with him. He's a great guy. I mean, I can't get over that voice. He cracks me up, man. And then I got the chance to see Lyle Lovett before the game, too, so that was pretty cool. So it was kind of like it was just like one big Houston family out there. It was pretty fun. It was cool.
Now, he said that he's not going to help you do a better job with that because it'd be like asking the people at Coca-Cola for the formula. They would never give it up. He can't give you the formula.
No, you can never recreate the original. He's the original. He deserves all the credit for it. He did ask for royalties, and I said, I don't know if I can make that happen, man.